Let me guess, you signed up for every free lead magnet and binged on every marketing YouTube video and thought, what am I missing? Why isn't my business exploding like that? Well, I can tell you, you're not alone. Whether you're just getting started or have an established business, entrepreneurship can be really lonely. But it doesn't have to be. Overcoming your fear of launching or building your personal brand or figuring out how to scale, it shouldn't be holding you back. It should be empowering you. On this podcast, we're going to deep dive into the mechanics of what it takes to build your brand, make your mark, and stake your claim in the digital marketing space. I'll be chatting with people from all walks of life and stages in their careers. I will be getting inspiration from real experts who will share their actual strategies and techniques to grow loyal and raving followings and sell more stuff. This is entrepreneurship from people who are already there making it happen. My name is Jeff Mendelson. Join me and welcome to the One Big Tip Podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. My name is Jeff Mendelson, and this is the One Big Tip Podcast. And today I'm really excited to have Melissa Da Silva, who is the queer life coach. She is also an entrepreneur and author and a business owner and a therapist. So we have a lot to talk about today. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you so much for coming. So I wanted to get I didn't want to get any of this wrong. You have a lot of commas in your intro, right? Between being a life coach, entrepreneur, author, business owner, and therapist. Can you please take a few minutes to summarize what it is that you do and what makes you amazing?
It's what makes me amazing is that I'm so resourceful that I can do so many things to get all those commas after my name. I have a mental health agency and I have 20 clinicians that work for me. And during my free time, I've done a podcast, wrote a book about how to start a profitable agency and trained other people how to do it as well. And currently, I am working with LGBTQ+ executives and entrepreneurs and how to have them reach their life goals.
So, you know, that's really interesting in that you are almost the embodiment of niching down, right? Because there are so many life coaches out there. Right. And they all claim to, you know, in some way, shape or form in order to improve your life. And, you know, it's like everyone needs a coach and I get it. Right. But you zoomed in on a very particular population that, for lack of a better term, that carries a lot of baggage. Right. And that they could be in an industry where their alternative preferences are not welcome, right? Or they could be in an industry where they are very welcome, right? And what happens is, well, what you're zooming in on is not helping people through the baggage that they carried in the past. You're rather helping them embody or take in who they are today and helping them achieve more in the future. How does that work? How do you do that?
Well, you think about it. You can't really change stuff in the past. All you can do is change stuff now and change things going forward. And so what we do is really kind of reverse engineer things. Like, what is that goal you want? What are the barriers that are stopping you from that goal? And let's move forward and get over those barriers. So it's really, sometimes there might be something that comes from the past to the current situation. We can identify it, but then we say, you know, we can work on that with a therapist, but right now we're working on going forward to reach your goal.
So what would somebody who does identify as LGBTQ and needs a life coach and is looking to improve their life, what goes into that? Like what kind of steps or what kind of tools could you give them to help them move forward? And why would those tools be unique to that particular community?
Well, I think that one of the things that we forget about is that most entrepreneurs or successful people struggle with imposter syndrome. But I think with the queer community, imposter syndrome is something that we have to struggle with every single day. Whether you're going to the supermarket or you're going to work, there's always this, am I good enough? Do people know who I am? So it's really trying to break down that imposter syndrome that everybody is valuable. And my clients are just as important to reach their goals as possible and taking down some of that imposter syndrome and building up that self-confidence and knowing like, yes, I deserve to be taking up room as well.
So does that mean that
someone will be engaging with you on a recurring basis, or is this something that you could just sort of talk them through and then like limit it to like 3 or 4 sessions, or is this something that gets drawn out into some kind of program or some kind of long-term relationship?
Yeah, so it could be either way. There's some people I work with like 3 months and they achieve their goals really fast. And there's some people that I work with for a year. And it's just helpful to have that person to check in with and have that accountability for too. And be like, well, okay, this is something that we struggled with 3 months ago because of, you know, something that has happened. All right, let's remember what we learned from that lesson and let's bring it forward. So it depends on the personality and really what each person needs.
Okay. So one of the things that that we discussed, and this is actually your one big tip, is that if you don't take the leap in asking for what you want, right? Because that's what a lot of people are, you know, when someone solicits the work of a coach, right? It's because it's all about not knowing how to ask for what you want, right? And what your one big tip is that if you don't ask, you'll never know if you're going to get the yes or not. And you have a really great story behind this.
Yeah. I mean, I ask for everything. I even ask for first class, even if I have a coach ticket. Why not? What are they going to say? It's no. But I learned this lesson, number one, when I was listening to a podcast called Entrepreneur on Fire, John Lee Dumas, who I listened to every episode for so long, but he had said that he had his college reunion coming up. And I knew that he went to Providence College. So I sent him an instant message saying, hey, why don't I take you and Kate out for coffee? And he said, yes. And so we ended up having dinner for like 4 hours that night. And this is something people pay thousands of dollars for, to hang out with this guy. And I got to hang out with him over paella. And I got so much information from him and just this feeling of, you know, somebody who's been where I want to be. And if I didn't ask, you know, I wouldn't have had that opportunity. And I wouldn't have had the possible opportunities that have come after that too. I mean, he wrote a testimonial for me for my first book. It's just been such an eye-opening experience. And if I just didn't ask that one time, I think that the way I've run my business and my life has been for the past 3 years wouldn't be the same if I hadn't made that leap.
That's amazing. So for those that don't know, John Lee Dumas he started the Entrepreneur on Fire, and he is actually one of the pioneers in podcasting. He was one of the first people to start a daily podcast, and he's still doing that today, right? I mean, he's still running that every day, and he is just a machine of efficiency. So the fact that he's been doing that podcast daily for so long is just a testament to, you know, a lot of what everyone achieves, which is to be effective and to produce and to create value in everything that they do in their work and their personal lives as well. So that's great.
And I have to say, John is the same on the podcast as he is in real life. Full of energy, chipper, ready to go 100 million miles a minute.
That's amazing. All right. Melissa, why don't you tell people where they can find you and how they can reach out if they want to learn more about you?
So anybody can find me on my website, melissadesilva.com, or if you want to follow my shenanigans on Instagram, I am at The Real Melissa De Silva, and it's the same on Facebook.
That's amazing. Melissa, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you taking the time and just being an inspiration to to everybody and everything that you do.
Thank you for having me. It's very fun to be here.